got the tongue between them.
I see.
They're the one that guides the wagon with that tongue.
I see. Well, say if, you know, if a farmer had a piece of land that had a lot of bushes and trees and all that on it, and he wanted to put it to cultivation, what would you say he did to it to get it ready?
Clear it up.
And clear it?
Cut some bushes and things off it, clear it up.
Right.
Clear it up, get ready to plow.
Well, have you ever heard any particular name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
New ground.
New ground. Right. Or say if a farmer had just cut his hay off his field, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, when it comes up again, the second time, is that called anything?
Called a second crop of hay.
Second crop. About how long does that take, usually?
All depends on the kind of hay it is. If it's coastal, it'll take about 28 days to grow another crop, if it's got fertilized good.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's Johnson grass, it'll take it about 6 weeks. And if it's hay grass and Sudax, it'll take it around 32 days.
Mm-hmm.
All depends on what it is, and how long it takes, how much moisture it's got, such like, to get another cutting.
I see.
But that's about the way it goes, where it's fertilized and plenty of moisture.
Mm-hmm.
That's about how long it takes. Now you take high gear, you're doing well to get two cuttings a year off and that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slow growing outfit.
I see.
It's the best hay of all of it, but it takes too much ground to grow much of it.
Mm-hmm.
It don't produce a number of cuttings like this other stuff does.
I see. Well, have you ever heard any names for a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
For what?
A crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
Volunteer crop.
Volunteer.
Yeah.
What would volunteer on you like that?
Well, I've seen cotton stalks in a warm year come out volunteer, and the people would work it and make pretty good crop on it. I've seen do that, and now I'm going to tell you another thing that'll volunteer. If it's a warm winter, well, lots of times your cane stubble will volunteer again.
Oh.
Yeah, make another cut, make another crop.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And, I don't know, if you don't get all your peanuts out of your ground like you ought to, sometimes the volunteer crop of them will come up, but they're generally in such a shape that you can't work them.
I see. We're talking about peanuts, do people grow much of those around here anymore?
They never did grow many of them in this country. This wasn't a peanut country, too hard natured land.
Mm-hmm.
They grow a good many of them used to in the sand hills, but I don't know. It never did take hold in this county and grow to do any good.
Mm-hmm.
In Lee County, they grew a good many of them over there. They had lots of sand. They grew over there.
I see. Have you ever heard anybody call peanuts anything else?
Goobers.
Goobers.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing about them old peanuts. You better go slow on feeding them to your mules and horses if you don't want to drag them off.
Why is that?
They'll call it come and kill them.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
That's the reason why they never did take too much of hold in this county. Well, this county always prided themselves on nice mules and horses.
Oh, yeah. I see.
That's the reason why they never did grow too much yet.
I see. What are some other kind of nuts that grow around here? Besides peanuts.
Peanuts are the only one I know that grows in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about some that grow on trees around here?
Pecans.
Mm-hmm.
Hickory nuts.